Hello, and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Kelly.
And today, our podcast will focus on the June 20th Illinois Realtors Global Forum. It is that time again, this time focusing on the important role of U.S. economic aid abroad. So to tell us a little bit more about this free virtual event, you can't get any better than free. Free virtual event, people. We've invited, first off, the Global Forum Committee Chair, Ahmed Badat. Ahmed, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and also joining us here today is the Forum Vice Chair, Yana Herdova. Yana, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. And of course, we got one more guest that Kelly's going to tell you about.
In addition to Ahmed and Yana, we also welcome the featured speaker of the event, Joe Williams, the Managing Director of Global Programs at Financial Services Volunteer Corps. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be a great discussion. I always love the Global Forum, and I always love that it's something that we offer to our members because, you know, realty can kind of seem like a hyper-focused, like very local thing, but it really is a global community, and it's always good to have that knowledge base no matter what part of this organization, what part of this profession that you're in. So, Ahmed, let's start with you and by talking about why the Global Forum Committee specifically chose this topic of U.S. Economic aid abroad.
Great question, Jeremy. So, you know, I've been involved in this global arena with NAR going back about three decades, and typically through our bilateral partners, through our local association, and there's two local associations I'm involved with, Main Street and NICAR, which is the Northern Illinois Commercial Association of Realtors. And so the topic matter there is always dealing with real estate. And so when the question was asked, Kristen said to me, okay, do you have a topic in mind? Do you have something in mind? And I said, it's got to be something different. Not typically going to our commercial, you know, what is happening in this country as far as commercial development, what's the economic? I said, let's do something different. Because Illinois Realtor also represents, you know, a lot of our legislative issues, practically all of our legislative issues. So I wanted to be something different. And then light bulb, somebody that I've known for four decades, Mr. Joe Williams, a man ageless, he still looks good. So I said, I got to pick his brains and see if he's going to be available. So we're having conversation. You know, so Joe and I go back to a country, a little kingdom called Swaziland in the 80s. So that's way back. And we've kept in touch over the years every once in a while. And he's, you know, in Nicaragua, he's in Egypt, he's all over the world. So finally, we got to hook up. He's retired. And I said, Joe, will you share your expertise with us on a topic that people are, this question is asked all the time. Hey, why does the U.S. give money to foreign countries? What is the purpose of this? So this webinar, basically, we got an expert who has spent three decades with USAID, and he has the answers for us. So I thought we were very lucky he was available. And so, you know, I think looking forward to this. It's going to be something really different from what we've done in the past.
Yeah, that is, I mean, just the reasoning right there alone, you're right. Like, there's something that a lot of people never fully understand, right? When this discussion comes up, and it never really gets the proper time it needs to be discussed. So we are definitely going to give it that. Yana, bring you here in here. What do we hope to provide members through this event specifically? What are the kind of hopes for what they walk away with?
Well, I'm hoping that they learn about the foreign aid that the United States provides to different countries and the policies involved. And, you know, it's always about the money. So, you know, what a great topic. Foreign aid, money, you know, people want to know where it goes, how it's distributed, and then how the U.S. foreign policy compares to other countries. And, how, you know, actually, Joe's an expert at this, so he's going to really, I think, provide valuable information for members to learn about this topic.
Yeah. And so as the chair and vice chair, you guys, you know, brought Joe in as the featured speaker, who is uniquely qualified to help us understand this topic in the current situation. Ahmed, you mentioned that you go back with Joe. So can you tell us a little bit more about Joe?
Yeah. So I met Joe when he came to Swaziland in, was it 1979, 80, Joe?
78.
Okay.
Long time ago now.
Yeah, 1978. And I was trying to figure out the other day, how do we meet? Maybe we were in the same, you know, knew the same people somewhere along the line, and then we connected. Because I was in the States 76, 77 in San Francisco, and then came back with lots of hair on my head. That's a story. So we hit up a great friendship, spent a lot of time. Joe was involved at a sugar mill, and unlike a lot of the Americans that I knew there, came with a Peace Corps. So the first group of Peace Corps came in 68, but Joe came on his own there. I don't know what brought you there. I think you had some friends there, Joe.
I did.
Yes, yes. And so we had a great friendship and then kept in contact over the years, and then Joe came back to the States and joined the USAID. And from time to time, you know, whenever we had the opportunity, we talked to each other. And looking at his experience on the global scale, I mean, just covering a wide area, just, you know, not on one continent, but multiple continents and areas from really highly volatile political conditions. And also there was this whole cultural experience, you know, from one extreme to the other. And so I thought, man, this man has got so much of information, so much of experience, personal experience, that I couldn't think of anyone else better than Mr. Joe Williams that I could get to talk to us. So we're very fortunate, and I'm very thankful that I keep on bothering from time to time. I keep on setting my mess.
Well, we're glad you did, because now all of our members are the beneficiaries. We've talked about you a bunch here, Joe. Let's get you jumping in on the conversation here. So without, obviously, you know, let's save a lot of stuff for the forum, but can you give us kind of like some big overviews of like some bullet points or what you're focusing on, what your goals for this this discussion is at the Global Forum on June 20th?
Yeah, first of all, I would say that I'm not here to defend foreign aid. That's always a hot topic. People have their own, as they should, have their own opinions. But I am here to try to make it more accessible to people in terms of understanding, like, what percentage of our budget do we actually give away? It's substantially less than people realize. And what are the major areas that we go into in different regions and why? And that runs the gamut from Africa to Asia to Latin America, but also the growing competition with Russia and China, and a look at the foreign aid programs and the emerging sort of scramble for minerals, particularly as we move forward with higher tech. I don't mind saying there have been some, you know, been mistakes made with foreign aid, but there's also been a lot of good done. I would like to cover that and to sort of drive home what the decisions are that make it important for the average person. Why are we giving away this money? What are people doing with it? And what does it mean in the global scheme of things, particularly when there's always an interest for more funding to go to U.S. citizens, and I'm totally aware of that. So I'm looking at the sort of American self-interest perspective of U.S. aid that you don't often get in the scheme of things. So that's where I would like to come out. And I started out life as a country lawyer in Tennessee, and then I wound up visiting some friends in Swaziland and got into the sugar business and stayed in it for 7 years. And then from there, became a USAID contractor And then from there, got into USAID. And USAID, for those who don't know about it, is the primary way, not the only way, but the primary way that the U.S. government dispenses foreign aid. It's an agency of the State Department. But I'll also talk about some of the other foreign aid that the State Department does, and particularly things like counter-terrorist financing, getting into those topics again that are in our immediate self-interest as American citizens. So that's what I hope to achieve. If I'm able to do that.
Yeah, that sounds sure amazing.
It sounds interesting. So you guys all sound passionate in what you do and about the global climate, and I'm sure we could talk about it, or you guys could talk about it all day. But, you know, to sum it up, what is the number one reason from each of you that you guys have why our members should register for this event? Joe, we'll start with you.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting in terms of a much broader understanding of what foreign aid does and how it relates to you, how it relates to you in Illinois, for example. I think that we can shed some light on that, and that's what I hope to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yana, what about you? What do you think it's important that our members make sure that they find their way to the Global Forum on June 20th?
Well, it's free. It's easy to register and participate. You don't have to drive anywhere. So that's the convenience. And plus, I think the information is very valuable for a broader understanding of the foreign aid and how it's distributed and kind of the behind the scenes, what the process is and what goes on in distributing the foreign aid. So really valuable information for anybody who is interested in global topics. And also, of course, it also relates to real estate. So I think this is a very important source of information. And it's a great way to learn something about our United States foreign policy.
And Ahmed, what's your number one reason why our members should attend?
I think this is an opportunity to learn first, you know, what the program is all about, but also to ask those probing questions. So those questions that float around all the time and sort of, you know, coming from the dark areas of the web. But I think this is an opportunity for our members to ask those probing questions and find out what it is more than just giving the money. There's issues dealing with U.S. security, dealing with the other geopolitical events happening in the area, and in particular, as Joe mentioned, China and Russia. And so we're going to see, you know, how this impacts and what does that, just not the aid helping the countries that are receiving it, but how does that also impact the U.S. taxpayer in terms of our security? So I think there's a lot of questions, especially after we hear Joe give his, you know, basically tell us about all the stuff happening, that a lot of the questions are going to be, you know, being posed at that time. So it's going to be an ongoing, I think, some preconceived ideas about what it is, but also at the same time, we'll be learning a lot of things as we go on. And then these questions will be answered in the presentation, but also given the opportunity to ask these questions.
There you have it.
Boom. I mean, what more do you need, people? What more do you need?
So I'm sure all our listeners are ready to go sign up. So before we wrap it up, let's remind everyone when the event is and how they will receive the link to the event.
So the event is happening at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, June 20th. And we're going to have an international audience because this is what we have already built an audience through NICA. So this is going out in the last few days. So people from all over are going to be, you know, from Lagos and Abuja and, you know, somebody at midnight in the Philippines. So it's going to be from all over. And this is going to be an interesting interaction. So we're looking forward to it. One other question. I don't know if Joe, are you going to be talking about your present position with this organization?
Only to the extent that it covers, that it talks, that some of the issues we're covering are directly related to Russia and China in terms of finance, but not talking about what we do. I'm not going into a self-advertising spiel, no.
All right. Okay. Wonderful.
Well, this is going to be an amazing event, folks. Again, 10 a.m. on June 20th. Once you do register for this event, you'll get an email with the link to the Global Event Forum, Global Forum event. And then, of course, you just follow that on the day to get there. But Yana, if anybody wants more information in the meantime, after they have registered, is there a place online that they can go?
Absolutely. Go to www.illinoisrealtors.org/events. And then select 2023 Global Forum, the role of the U.S. Economic Development Aid Abroad, and you're there.
Yes, you will find it there. I looked at that webpage earlier. We've got a great little bio here on our keynote speaker, Joe Williams. Joe, I cannot wait to hear what you bring to this discussion. And I just thank Yana and Ahmed for bringing this discussion here to the Global Forum. It's going to be immensely important for our members, and it's just great. So once again, thank you guys for being here. Ahmed, Yana, Joe, thank you for taking the time on Illinois Realtors Weekly to give us a little preview of the Global Forum. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
And of course, everyone, thank you, our listeners, for joining us for the latest episode of the Illinois Realtors Weekly podcast. As always, give us a rating and a review on your podcast app of choice.
And if you want any more content, simply search for Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media app. We'll see you next week.